Crab Feast. You know what it's all about.
This is the Crab Feast. I'm yelling, fuck that. You ain't gotta ask me, cause you could trust that. Every Tuesday, you already knew though. Ryan Sickler, soccer star, JUCO. Above ground, cool goes, better than most. Jay Larson, self-diagnosed. Go down low this week, last week. Here we go again, fuck the Crab Feast.
It's the joint.
Welcome back to the Crab Feast, y'all.
Tuesday.
The Crab Feast for that ass. Well, I tell you, that was some tough sled. That was just like an immediate takeoff and just
kept going, baby.
Top, just connected a couple times at the top.
Kept going.
Good to see you, Jay Larson.
Good to be here, Ryan Sickler. Great to be here with everyone in the nation of the feast. As always, jlarsoncomedy.com, jlarsoncomedy on all social media. I want to say a big thank you to everybody in Portland that I got to see over the past weekend. I love that town so much. It was so great to see feasters out there. Some of you, special shout out for bringing that home run derby sign. It's nice to see that I got two fans in my corner. They made a sign for me, and it had a bat hitting a meatball, baby.
Yeah.
Hitting it in a cooked meatball. And I also wanted to say the Kentucky Derby shirts are doing great over there. People are getting them, and you can, I mean, we didn't have really a chance to talk about it. You can design your own. There's six different styles you can get. There's a bunch of different colors.
All you ladies that have been asking us to get ladies' cuts, they are available there. Hoodies, as well as crew neck sweatshirts are on there.
Yep.
You get the football style that you bought, the striped sleeve.
Yeah. I got that. Someone wrote Celtic Green. You know it. Celtic Green, baby.
Yeah, so you get all those options. And I didn't know this, but you said that about shipping. Same price for one or
yeah,
more?
Yeah, so, I mean, if you go buy seven shirts, it's still going to be the $5 on shipping within the continental United States. 11 international. You can get one, it's going to be $5. You can get seven, it'll be $5. And I mean, we mentioned this, but this is only a three-week campaign. These shirts are available for 3 weeks. So as of today, it's been 1 week. There are two more weeks. And then after that, no more shirts. So go get your Kentucky Derby shirt, design it how you want. And then after the campaign's done, after the campaign will end, and about a week after that, they'll be sent out to everybody. And then
I can't wait to see
everybody's... Yeah. What you designed and what you came with, because it's been a lot of fun, and I think it's a really cool shirt.
And if you guys like that idea, we've talked about possibly putting up some old shirts like UPS, the Cutlass, the Funky Crab artwork. So we'll see. You know, if it's something you guys are into and something you want, we can do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty good site, Jay.
Yeah.
It's a good find.
Sickle Cell.
RyanSickler.com, Ryan Sickler on all social media. You know, I want to give my special shout out to Tops for the Home Run Derby. That's nice you had two fans. I got Tops over here. I got a lot of in-town dates coming up, so check my website, RyanSickler.com. Want to also say the Petaluma Festival in Petaluma, Saturday, August 18th, up north, live Crab Feast podcast. We're both doing a stand-up show that night as well. All Saturday, August 18th. So I've seen some of you already got your tickets. Go to crabfeast.com for any and all Crab Feast related info. As Jay said, you can get the Kentucky Derby shirt over there. Make sure you follow us on Facebook and Twitter, too, because you'll see it promoted there as well. We're on Spotify. We're on Laughable, iTunes. You know all that places to go.
Very special sponsor this week. As some of you know, back when I was doing Best Bars, they really dialed us out because we were an Esquire network. And one of the companies that we got some eyewear from was called Matsuda, which is a great eyewear brand based out of Japan. And they make some badass glasses. I became buddies with one of the founders. It was a brand that was created back in the day, and then it disappeared. And this guy relaunched it, and they make some awesome glasses. The brand's been around for like 50 years. Old school fashion brand worn by celebs like me, Brad Pitt, Lewis Hamilton, Heidi Klum. What's up, Heidi? High quality materials like titanium, gold. it's really, really, really cool stuff. Premium lenses, 7-layer anti-reflective coating, full UV protection. Here's the deal. This is what they're doing. They just launched on their website the ability to buy their product there. It's www.pmeyewear.com. PMEYEWEAR.com. PMEYEWEAR.com. And if you use this code that we're giving you, summer2018, there are some savings that are up to 90% off, which is crazy. This is the first time they've ever launched where you can buy from the site. It's the first time, and they're doing this just for friends, family, and people that they've worked with. I think, I don't know if Brad's putting this out on his podcast, but it's been featured.
Brad Pitts, I'm pretty sure I heard him. He put this
out.
You
might have heard it. You
I
know
did.
What I mean?
I'm pretty sure.
Post Angelina is the name of his pod. Anyway, go check them out at PMEyewear.com and use the code SUMMER2018.
Summer is here and the beach, pool, and lake are calling. If you're wondering what to wear this year, forget about flash-in-the-pan trends and guesswork and get classic surf style from Birdwell that will look good year after year.
Let's go to the beach pool, man!
Birdwell Beach Britches has customers that have worn the same board shorts for over 25 years, and they get better looking with every wear, like a great pair of jeans. Birdwell Beach Britches is one of California's original surf shops and board shorts. In 1961, surf mom Carrie Birdwell Mann transformed her small Southern California home into a sewing room and store, launching Birdwell and creating one of California's first surf shops. Birdies are legendary for their quality. Customers often come into Birdwell Santa Ana factory and store in the same pair of birdies they've been wearing for decades. Sometimes they see sons wearing 30-plus-year-old pairs that were once their father's. Birdwell Beach Britches look as good today as they did when surfers first started wearing them in 1961, maybe better. Outside Magazine calls them the 501s of the beach. Birdwell Beach Britches, built by multiple generations of family and serves generations of families. To get 10% off your first Birdwell Beach Britches purchase with lifetime guarantee and free shipping.
That's insane.
That is insane. Lifetime guarantee and free shipping over $99. Go to birdwell.com. Use discount code CRAB at checkout. That's discount code CRAB, C-R-A-B, at birdwell.com. Pick up your first pair of birdies and see why they've been an American icon since 1961.
Well, this next guest's been an American icon since 1977. At least that's my guess.
That's not far off.
Can't be. I've known this guy for a long time. We're excited to have him on the podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome for the first time, Mr. Josh Nelson!
Josh Nelson!
Yes!
Welcome to the Crab Feast.
Welcome to the Crab Feast.
Thank you, guys. I'm so excited. You can't... Yes, clap it. Fast clap, slow clap. I'm pumped.
Welcome to the feast, Josh.
Good to
Nelson.
See you, Josh.
Thank you. You too.
Before we get started...
Yeah, go ahead.
I just want to say, I've known Josh... How did we first meet?
At a show.
Right. But, like, Josh runs some of the best shows in San Diego, and everybody, when they go to San Diego, is like, you gotta go do Josh's show. You gotta do Josh's show.
Yeah.
And remember the first time I did Reds, I was like, Jesus Christ, we should shoot something here.
Yeah. And then you talk shit to me.
What do you mean?
Well, you were just like, this is a great show, but you could be better.
You as a host?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, sure.
That's just Jay, though.
I know.
He just like, Jay'd you.
We should shoot a show here, but you should be better.
You should get someone else to host it, but definitely.
Yeah, you did. You did. And then I was like, friends.
Anytime I go to De La Jolla, I'm like, I got to go. Or last time, that's what I did. We went down with the whole family. We rented an Airbnb, and I stayed Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, all the way to... I did your show Tuesday and Wednesday, didn't I?
No, just Wednesday. Tuesday wasn't mine.
I did Wednesday, and then Thursday, he gave me a recommendation for dinner for me and Kate. We went out to this fucking place that we fell in love called The Grass Skirt.
Yep, amazing. Then,
proud sponsor of the Crab Feast. And then last time I was down there doing shows, Josh and I went to dinner there, and...
drank some Mai Tais.
Great to have you on the podcast.
Thank you. I'm excited.
Yeah, I've known you. That's how I met you, too. I was going down to do a San Diego show, and somebody's like, you got to hit this dude up. He's got a great show. And then I came, and I was like, holy fuck. It's so fucking it Reds.
I don't know Reds. If you said this, because what I said was, how does a guy who's this bad have a show this good?
I mean, I was impressed. And that's also where I met Don Carlos. Ryan came that night to your show and brought everybody burritos, and that was the connection to him down there.
Okay.
For me, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, you came down with someone. I don't know if it was like Steve Simone or somebody.
Yeah, it was Simone, because Simone knew him.
Yep.
He's his like godfather or something.
Yeah. Listen, I knew there was this connection, so I set this up. Stevie Simone!
Please let Steve Simone
get
behind
out of here,
this motherfucker. Oh, man. Is he coming out of the back room?
Hey,
that's doable. That's
doable.
That'd
be great. And so then, yeah, he brought burritos for everybody. Yeah. I never even met him. He's like, here, I brought you a burrito.
Oh, he's the
since
best.
This is your show.
We love him.
And those burritos are amazing.
So thank you for being here. We've got a lot to talk to you about tonight, actually. I'm excited. But before we get into that, why don't you promote your social media, dates, your show, tell her, whatever.
Okay. Instagram, Twitter, J Nelson Comedy. Facebook, Josh Nelson Comedy. Doing a show
off at Jay Larson Comedy. You know,
yeah.
You know.
Well, he almost tried to get Jay Nelson, and all of a sudden, fucking Jordy Nelson was like, listen,
Jordy.
I'm catching balls, huh?
Yeah, I couldn't get that. What's that thing called? The handle? I couldn't get it.
No,
Jordy,
it's not a handle. That's a C. That's on a. You could probably get that on a CB right now, though. I'll bet.
Hey, what's your
breaker,
handle?
Breaker one nine.
Handle.
I think it's called a handle.
Is it a handle?
What
do you call it?
What you're talking about? Your Twitter name?
Your Twitter handle?
Yeah, your Twitter handle.
It's not a handle.
Yeah,
yes,
man.
It is.
It's not a handle.
It goes back to the CB
right.
days.
It's the same thing.
It does not go back to the CB
yes,
days.
Yes, it does.
Dude, the person that invented the CB invented Twitter.
Did you have a CB handle?
No.
Did
no,
you?
Fuck no.
See, I did.
Yeah, my mom had
sitting
a CB.
Here talking to a fucking a guy
what
that did
yours?
Have. I'll tell you all
oh
the ones
God.
I remember.
Yes.
So my dad had. So we had a Volkswagen Bug at one point. That was red, and it was just rusty as fuck. And
makes that little brrr, I can't even do
yeah.
the sound of that engine.
And the Yellow Pages was doing this ad. I've said this before, but the Yellow Pages was doing it. Then we have to get back to your promotions.
Yellow Pages.
Yellow Pages. They used to have this ad called Let Your Fingers Do the Walking. Remember that? You look shit up instead of calling information.
The only
all
thing
the time.
I remember about the Yellow Pages was delivering them with my mom.
That day was yellow. So you delivered them?
Yeah.
Sue? Yeah.
When I was so my, that was my mom's job, and I would ride shotgun. I must have been four. Anyway, go ahead.
And people still deliver them.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
So,
I used one just last Tuesday.
Yeah, right. Nobody.
Hmm?
Nobody uses the Yellow Pages, but they still deliver them all the time.
Because they're selling ads. And all.
Who's so they, buying ads in the Yellow Pages?
Well, I'll
no,
tell you.
Bad investors.
They were desperate for fucking people to let their fingers do the goddamn walking. Because everybody did the same thing they do now. Like, thanks for giving me this to throw away, you know? Mm-hmm. And they did this promotion where they would paint your car brand new, like this blue color. And then you had to put the decals on, like, the hood.
If you tell me your dad did this.
Yeah, we did that. Hell yeah.
Fucking,
I've said this before.
When I think rise the bottom of the trash barrel, he goes deeper.
What?
Why? At least my mother was like, listen, we're poor, but we're never going to be that poor.
For the free paint job. That's why that thing was beat. They filled the whole, you know, the rust off a 70s VW on the East Coast, eating that fucking
yeah.
fenders up, but still running, you know,
yeah.
running hard. And you know,
Porsche
the fucking the floorboards rotting out and shit. You know, you can see a little bit of the ground going by and stuff. And
back up, Dad.
It's all salt. All the salt. It's a dime.
Oh, like, fucking eagle eyes over here.
So, you know, you put it on. I think it was like 6 months or something. So you just drive around with this goddamn ad on your car for 6 months. And then after the 6 months, they'll peel the fucking.
That 6 months that they were doing the walking because that car died.
they would peel the decals off. And then you have a free fucking paint.
You guys almost invented the glass bottom truck.
Totally.
So at the end of the 6 months, they peel the fucking decals off, and you've got this brand new paint job, but you can clearly
see where the decals were.
The fucking decals, dude. I mean, clearly.
Oh, it's red God. Underneath.
I want to see a picture of that truck so bad.
Like, I'm going to ask my mother, like, please say you have one. Look, because you could see it. Like, oh, yeah. And I remember. We would look for other people that did this. You know what I mean? I don't know if it was just like a local. There was nobody. And then all of a sudden, one day on the other side of the beltway, we see one go by. And we're like, ah! It was like two people did the whole thing. So they were
and the decals weren't even
out.
On there. It was
no.
the whole school.
Theirs was still
tour
on
off.
There. No, theirs okay. was still on there. We saw them go by. We're like,
man,
we were you. We should be you.
God. That's amazing.
Yeah,
you guys were the first NASCAR.
Yeah, yeah. kind of in the neighborhood. All right, back
so
to
Jordy
you.
Nelson
back
at
to you.
Gmail. All right.
Yeah, J Nelson Comedy. I do a show every Wednesday at a place called El Prez, 9:30 free show. Another show once a month at a place called Barley Mash, and yeah, that's it.
That's not Reds.
Well, so Reds is the downstairs bar, okay, but yeah. El Prez is the whole building.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Okay, it's awesome.
You have to go.
It's a super, super fun show, and you will have a blast going there. You know what I love about
Sick
it?
Sick lineups.
Always good lineups, always. But always, like, the crowd is always, like, they're, like, a young adult. They're, like, either adults who like to have fun and act young, or they're young kids who have fun who are, like, adults. You
yes.
know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
everyone there is cool. And fresh, and
I don't
like,
want to compare.
Never been a dick
because each thing's its own thing. But it is like a Dublin's
100%
It is. It's like it's San Diego's Dublin's.
And they're young, but they respect comedy.
Totally,
yeah, like fans.
If you're good, like you'll kill it.
That's
but if
right.
you're not, they'll eat you up.
Yeah.
So it's
well,
it's
some
fun.
Of that will eat you up.
Well, I mean, if you're not good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that
you need to add the chicken wire up in front, like they can throw shit.
Oh, that'd be great.
Once
they would throw
do,
bottles and
you
shit.
You should do one show. A year where you're allowed to get behind that fucking.
Yeah,
cage.
I'm sure management's fucking ready to go
just
on that
plastic
one.
Bottles, man. Plastic bottles.
They're gonna be like, "Why the cages? Then we'll just throw the plastic.
They'll just throw it anyway. Every comic will quit."
Well, you came prepared, my friend, and we always appreciate that here at the Crab Feast. And nothing more. I don't know if have we had another junior college athlete on that you can think of.
I mean, I don't know. Let's hear the story, and we'll decide whether or not he's an athlete.
I mean, we got junior college. You played football in junior college, and then I said I was all JUCO myself.
Yeah.
And you said, you played soccer, right? And I said, yeah. And then you looked at me and said, your school had a soccer team? And I was like, yeah, I played on it.
That's no, I said, I didn't know junior college had soccer. That's all I said.
Oh,
but
that
that's just
was?
A football dig, because
yeah. And
we didn't have a football team. We had a baseball team.
Okay. Well, you're Maryland.
Right.
You know what
yeah.
I mean?
California, everybody has a football team.
What was the school?
I played at Palomar Junior College.
Okay.
And when I went there, we actually won the Junior College National Championship.
Holy
wow.
shit.
Yeah. You're a national champion?
A national championship.
Whoa, well, it trumps all JUCO,
yeah.
huh?
It sure does.
Get them rings
no
in here,
yep.
baby.
I got, no, I got
take
a ring.
Take my banner down. Go ahead and take it. Half-mast it. Half-mast my pennant.
I do. We got rings made and everything.
That's all JUCO. You don't
you
get
got a ring?
Oh, yeah, they made rings and everything. I think we paid for it ourselves, but we got rings, yeah.
Holy shit. Where was the national title game?
It was up in Sacramento.
So you're a junior college national champion.
Yep.
What position? You guard?
I played. Fuck you. I played free safety.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Shit.
Were you on the field for a majority of that?
I started.
Season? You started.
I started. Yeah.
Did you finish? Were you out in game one with
yes.
a high ankle sprain?
Game one. No, but I did get hurt in my freshman year. But yeah, sophomore year.
First so, of all, there's only 2 years. Of
I mean, let's dial back the
freshman
sophomore.
Yeah, okay. 13th
and 14th,
year?
Motherfucker.
Actually, I had 3 years.
You did?
I dislocated my shoulder, so I got
you
a
got red shirt?
I got medical red shirt.
So you got a 3-year JUCO sentence?
3-year JUCO sentence.
All right. And that's what, so that third year is when you won the championship?
Yeah.
So if you wouldn't have got that, you don't win the championship?
No, not at
How
all.
How about that?
Yep.
How about
started
that?
As a freshman, my sophomore year, first game, dislocated my shoulder, and then third year, went back, and then we won. So, yeah, I got a little lucky.
I mean, I remember a lot of chatter on ESPN yeah. about you
no.
that junior year.
Yeah, I know.
So then
26-year-old strong safety up out of fucking the Palomar fucking JUCO.
The crazy thing is we had like
extension
five
high school.
We had five dudes go to the NFL from that team.
Damn. Two.
Yeah. A guy named Trey Burton. I don't remember his name, but he was our running back. This dude was 270 and he ran a 4.5.
Holy God!
Yeah, he went to Kansas State and then played for the Chiefs. And he was
what
crazy.
Was his name? You don't remember?
Priest Holmes?
I think it was either Joe Smith or Joe Hall. Joe Hall was his name.
Joe Hall an ass.
And he ran. He literally would run over you or just run around you. It was crazy. He ran for like 2,500 yards.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Well, 270 JUCO. You know,
270. He would just crush people.
Wait, so wait, what's
the... I wouldn't even tackle him.
I mean, he was from Crenshaw High. Like, all the dudes from L.A. and Florida would come down
because
to our school.
All the junior college in California, like, are studs. Like,
yeah, they're good.
Howie Long's kid, where did he go? He went to, like...
I'm sure somewhere.
Just
yeah,
north of you. I remember because I talked to him about it when I was doing that NFL gig. He was in there, and then he went to Oregon, and then he... I forget
oh, I
who
didn't
he
know
plays
that.
For now, yeah.
I mean, we had
well,
all...
That series on Netflix... What is it? The Last Chance U is
oh,
about
yeah.
the guys that fuck up and go down, dip down into JUCO to get
oh,
their
yeah.
shit straight. But they're like the national champion.
We had like five of those dudes that got like one guy got a full ride to Boulder. He messed up. Then he came back to ours
right.
and played for a year and just all kinds of those guys. So they were good. They were legit.
So did you go there knowing that you were going to try and transfer to somewhere else?
Yes. My whole goal was to play football in college. Like, I turned down a couple, like, scholarships to, like, Cal Poly San Luis Obispo. Because in my mind, I was like, I'm going to USC. I'm going to Texas. Like, I thought
were
I was that
good.
Were
you nasty in high school?
Yeah.
As a safety?
I played corner in high school.
Okay. So are you super fast?
I mean, 4.7, which isn't that fast.
But you're 6 feet, which those guys are usually like 5'10".
I mean, I ran a 4.89. I could have been your starting CB, too.
Yeah, and that's when you realize that a 4.7 ain't shit when you get to the college level. You're like,
yeah, when they're running 4.4s.
I mean, linemen are running 4.7s. Yeah. You're like, all right, come on.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
but
it was a good time.
You kept dream alive, baby.
I did. I went to Colorado State.
So you transferred over there?
No, I didn't transfer. I tried to walk on there.
Wait a minute. You didn't even. So you started all over again as a freshman?
I started. Well, no. I mean, you're a junior.
Right. Okay. So, but you did.
But I didn't transfer into that school. Like, I went to that school to walk on. So transfer would mean like you get a scholarship or whatever.
Oh, no. But you can still. All your grades transfer.
Oh, yeah. School. Okay. I didn't think school back then, though. So. Yeah. Yeah.
But you didn't try to transfer, or it just wasn't happening?
I didn't even. I wanted to go to CU and then didn't get in there. So I went to Colorado State. And then walked on, and then for like a semester was like, dude, I'm never going to play. So I quit. And it was like, those guys were good, man. Like you said, you're covering guys that run like 4.3s and 4.4s, and you have no idea the difference between a 4.3 and a 4.4, between a 4, it's unreal.
Yeah.
It's unreal. Like I had to cover Oz Akeem once in a passing league, and he torched me by 10, 15 yards every time. Every time, one-on-one, like everybody watching, and he torched me 10 yards.
And you were, as a DB, you weren't a safety at that point? Or
no, I was a safety, but he was a slot receiver.
He would still get by you?
Oh, like even if he ran an out, he would still beat me by 10 yards. Like that's how fast and how good the net.
And you can't anticipate that.
No. I mean, you do late, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, he's 10 yards that way already.
So wait, did you make the team? Were you on the practice squad? What were you?
I started practice squad, and then I started partying, and then was like, I'm never going to play, so I quit. Yeah.
At what game were you, or did you not even make it to
I didn't even make
game?
It to then. No. I was like waking up at 5 a.m. to work out, doing the lifts, doing practice, getting my ass beat.
What's up, Ozzy?
Yeah.
What's up, baby?
Just kidding. Send beat up.
Curls.
Yeah. And then was like, nah, I'm not gonna do this.
And so then what did you do when you got out?
No soccer.
You didn't have a soccer team?
We didn't have a soccer.
No, they had a soccer.
No, we had one, but I wasn't. I mean, I'd quit soccer like 6 years before, so I didn't know how to do that. So oddly enough, I was walking by and I saw a bunch of cheerleaders at the college and was like, shit.
Women?
Women and dudes. Dudes throwing the women around. I was like, dude, I could do that. And
fucking shows Aziz right motherfucking here.
Yeah. I did. So I went and I go, what do I got to do? And they're like, yeah,
a lot. You got to do a lot.
No, the best part is guys. Yeah.
What are you even saying? It's like a balloon losing helium over there.
Yeah, man.
What?
This is the reaction I get from every one of my friends.
I just want to know what it is in the whole scheme of it that's got him. Something got a hold of him.
He's been talking about
I talk shit about soccer.
he's like, look at this cheerleading shit.
And then you said, I'll show these motherfuckers.
He went.
That's fantastic.
He went from a national champion.
Yeah, man. I did it.
It's so backwards. It's just oh my so God. Backwards.
No, man. Oh it God. Was so. Oh, it was so right. It was perfect.
He said, "Shut the fuck up with these balls earlier." Oh God!
The fact that you're laughing this hard is just killing me.
First of all,
now
I want you to know I love you.
I'm rethinking all my decisions now because of how hard he's laughing.
It was as simple as I could do that.
It was.
Yeah, but here's the deal. He had to walk on the football team, and then he had to walk on the cheerleading.
And then he had to walk off, man.
No. I had to quit football.
He had to walk off before he walked on the fucking cheerleading team.
right, oh, so hold on, because I have a lot of questions.
Yeah, well, get yourself together.
Yeah, get it together.
You know, we've had another male cheerleader on the podcast.
Yeah.
Also named Josh.
Also named Josh.
Really?
Josh Nasser. Penn
State.
You
know, oh, I didn't know
Penn
Nasser State
played.
Too, dude.
Big Ten, son. Can you hang with that?
They were good.
But, I mean, he
they
didn't go from a fucking starting safety on a national JUCO championship football team to rooting for the real one.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah. Oh,
when you went to try out, or did you try out or audition for
you didn't have to try out, man, because they were just like started. They just started like having dudes on the team, so they were just happy to have dudes.
Hey, anybody want to?
Yeah. And I came over from football. They're like, dude, you're hired. Like,
hired?
No. Not really hired, but.
Oh, you got paid to play, baby.
I did. I got my books.
It's a double A violation.
Oh, shit. I got free books, bitches.
That's so much I want to Free books.
Free books.
Oh my. See this mascot book?
You didn't even have to try
for it, baby.
No, man. You didn't have to try out.
Hey, see, hey, come here. This guy just crawls the street. You're a cheerleader now, man. He just crawls the street.
They're
grab
like,
him
dude,
up.
We just need dudes that aren't bitches, so you're hired.
Unbelievable. Oh, my God.
Dude, it was the best decision ever.
So, wait a minute.
Yeah.
How, like, what was, what, I mean, how do you even, what did they say? Can you throw someone? How do you try out? What do they do?
Right.
Yeah,
walk
basically.
Us through the tryout.
I just went over there, and they're
where's
like.
Where's there? Where, like you say.
I mean, they practice right out on the middle of the field next to the football players, which, trust me, that was awkward as shit. Oh, I got so much shit for so long. I still
from
get shit.
Because they knew you, right?
Oh, yeah. Some of the guys that knew you on a team, and they find out you're a cheerleader, you know, a couple weeks later, you're just like, for real?
Oh, now, you must love.
Yeah, because you didn't tell anybody.
I know some other San Diego comedians, and I heard this story. You tell me if it's true. I heard in a game, Colorado State, I think it was against CU, Aziz Akeem, whatever that dude, was going on a fucking deep route, and he saw you throw a and he dropped the pass because he couldn't believe. He's like, "Hey, I just smoked that."
Yeah, man. I got the game ball. I got
grab
the game
my
ball.
Cone, y'all.
He catch
grab
it.
My cone,
oh my
baby.
God.
Yeah, man. That's good.
Shit, dude.
Aziz Akeem went to San Diego State.
From there?
No.
Who was the guy you were talking about?
I played against San Diego State like in a passing league, and then that's when I realized, like,
I don't got
this.
Yeah.
Oh man, are you good?
No,
oh,
he
I'm
wants.
Great,
to, I want to hear too. What was the audition?
I want to. All right, so you go.
It wasn't.
Over,
it wasn't
so
shit.
Like, you literally. Are you telling me that you decide? All right, I'm done. You're and where are you walking from? Just throwing your shit back in the locker room.
No. It was like.
What do you think? This is an after school special.
No,
that's what it felt like.
It was a week later. Like I quit, and then I was just walking to school. And then I looked over, and there's a bunch of hot girls cheering and some dudes. And I was like, okay, let me see if I can do that. And tried it.
And what did you have to do? You get over there.
You just had to basically.
How many dudes were already there?
There was.
Listen, can you build a triangle?
Yeah. No.
How you a pyramid?
There was like 8 dudes.
Damn, how big is this cheerleading team?
When you go to like.
2 girls.
D1, dude.
Yeah, no. So we went to Nationals, ESPN, and competed and shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. This
you
like,
were on TV and shit?
Yeah, this is
Oh, man, you were a squad.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you think it's going on D1?
Well, I didn't think it was 30 fucking cheerleaders deep. It's how many people?
When you do like Nationals, it's 16 on a floor.
Yeah, I'd say 16.
It's a lot.
And you can choose.
Yeah, all of a sudden, can you do a roundhouse?
You know.
Or a fucking, what is it when you like do flip,
yeah,
twist?
Yeah, you used to have to do that.
That's what it's called.
You could do that? Did you have to learn it or you knew it?
Oh, I had to learn it. I didn't know how to do any of that.
Shit, they taught you how to fucking do roundhouses?
Yeah, you'd go to like this. So when
am I saying that right?
The second year I was there, we started competing at Nationals. So you had to learn all that shit. Because if you don't do flips and stuff, you don't even make it.
Yeah.
So
how far did you go in Nationals?
We took like 23rd or something.
Oof.
Out of 40. But that was for the 40.
He said, oof.
That was the 40 that like got to Nationals.
Oh, yeah.
But I'll tell you what, Nationals
out
is
of what?
Unreal.
Were you just hooking up like
you
crazy?
Go to Orlando, Florida, and there's 3 billion cheerleaders, and there's 2 billion ladies. It's and there's like 40 dudes.
Yeah.
It's worth it. It made every.
And how
it,
many of them had a national championship rings?
Huh? Not well, just the ones that won the national championship for cheerleading.
Cheerleading, that's right.
I wore mine there anyway. I was like,
did
what's
you
up?
Win for cheerleading too?
No,
no, you're not a
23rd.
No, well, I didn't know how many.
Dude,
years
have you guys
cheered?
Ever seen the dudes that win that shit?
like the stuff they do.
The competitions.
I've seen them. I've absolutely.
It's unreal.
Yeah,
I have a DVR right now.
I mean, I gotta admit,
DVR.
At one point, the Ravens were the only team in the NFL with male cheerleaders. I think the Titans have them now too, but and there might be a couple others. I don't really follow it. I just we're the band.
They're thinking about making an Olympic sport, like the next Olympics.
It's not a sport, though.
Yeah, that's
what, throwing humans?
I won't have that argument. I won't argue whether it's a sport or not. I don't care enough.
Yeah. So wait,
but I will say, doing that routine for like 3 minutes was harder than football practice for sure.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I believe it. But also, I just feel like it falls, like you said, dance. It's more of a, I don't know. I mean, that shit's art. That's like trapeze shit. You're throwing fucking some little... petite
art.
90 pound
you think A-G-G-R-E-S-S-I-V-E impressive. You think
I think Cirque du Soleil is art.
Well, it depends on how you spell it.
Rocksteady Eddie is art. We're gonna do the hip slide, shuffle it all to the right, guys. Rock Rocksteady, Rocksteady Eddie, we know your teammate. Right, it's 42-0.
I love how you know the cheers though. That's fantastic.
I played sports.
I mean soccer, so not really.
I played baseball.
I think cheerleading
lacrosse,
as much as a sport as
basketball,
soccer,
all those sports at my school.
Wouldn't you say cheerleading is as much of a sport as soccer?
No, it's not a sport.
Okay.
Look, here's why. I'll give you my definition of a sport because I argue this all the time.
Is NASCAR a sport?
It is.
Is golf?
It is not.
Why is NASCAR versus golf?
Because my opinion for a sport, to clarify and clear it all up, there has
clear
to
it all up. Is this clear a big it all issue? Up.
There has to be a defense. There has to be something, someone trying.
What's
to stop
the defense
you.
In racing?
20 fucking 200 mile an hour fucking missiles around you at the inches
all right,
apart.
So then, what's the difference between that and the other golfers and
what
like
the fuck's stopping
bunkers,
you? What's stopping
water,
you?
Slope?
Those are obstacles.
Distance.
That's not a defense. Those are obstacles.
Well,
there's banks and turns.
What are the
and
obstacles
and
in
shit
football?
On a racetrack?
What are the obstacles in football?
There's a defense.
Exactly, which is the
sport.
Obstacle.
It's a sport.
Yeah, I mean, what about?
I've thought about this a lot.
Skeet shooting.
That's an activity. There's
skiing.
No...
Oh, where's the defense, Rise?
No sport.
It's an activity. It's an activity. Skiing's an activity. It's not a sport.
Okay.
Cheerleading, which is why.
Swimming. So Michael Phelps, you would say, is not an athlete. He's an activist.
Hold on.
He's an activist.
If he's racing against, if you're.
No, you can't do that.
No.
Those are competitors.
Then,
that's not a defense.
No, swimming's an activity.
Defense would mean there's somebody stopping Michael Phelps from going
something
to the other
or
end.
Someone
wow, Michael
to stop
Phelps
you.
At Maryland Track. Maryland.
That's
not
your
even
man,
an athlete.
Too.
He's the greatest Olympian ever.
So if you're not
at the activity.
So if you don't play, though. If you don't play a sport.
Now that's a sport.
If you don't play a sport, that means you're not an athlete.
Good point. That's not true.
You said you're an activist.
Activist. All right, you might have poked a hole in that.
So
swim,
wait,
you might swimming might be my one asterisk.
Nope, you don't get.
I hear
asterisks.
You. I hear you on that. But everything else.
Hold on. So how many years did you go to Colorado State?
I went there for 4 years.
Oh,
wait, dude,
you did 3 years at JUCO and four at Colorado State.
I graduated with 208 credits.
Hold on. How old were you when you graduated? And I said 26 earlier. How old were you?
I was, I don't know, seven years after 18.
25. Right in that
yeah.
pocket.
I did 208 credits, and you only needed 128 to graduate. I was like the Van Wilder of fucking...
Did you get like a master's with that?
No, man. I switched my major 4 times. Like...
Oh, and so a lot of credits. Well, no, they would carry over.
Well, no, because, all right, so I was a computer. I went into computer science because that's what somebody told me to do. Mm-hmm. And then I did so bad at that. I had my monitor in my hands ready to throw it off the balcony. I was like, I got to get out of this shit.
Apple IIG.
So I had a 2.0 because the computer science was so hard. And then I tried to switch to business. And they're like, you have to have a 3.0 to get into business. So I took a bunch of credits there. Then I went, that's never going to happen. So then I switched to math because that's in the natural sciences thing. And you're doing like
math as a major?
Math as a major.
Oh, that's a nightmare
dude,
for
I
me.
Dude, I took
my
one semester. No, it's a nightmare. There weren't even numbers anymore. You're like, what am I doing? And then finally I found psychology. I was like, I can get the fuck out of here with psychology. So that's what I did. So yeah, 200.
Yeah,
because
it seemed like you were dying to get out of there.
I had to get out of there finally.
How many years did you cheerlead?
I only did that for 3.
And then your
so I had 1 year,
year
that
quit?
I just, yeah.
Senior year, you're like, nah, I'm out.
I just had a good time. Yeah.
With who?
Everybody. What do you mean with who?
Wait.
Well, I mean, hadn't all your friends oh, no, you did 4 years.
Did you ever finish higher than 23rd in the ESPN championship thing?
No.
What other places did you guys? Did you always crack the top?
It was 40? Always near the bottom. But like,
you
only
always made
so
the playoffs.
Many, only so many schools make it.
Right, like, that's what I'm saying.
Did all you, these people submit.
Were you always in it when you were?
Yeah,
you were.
Yep.
Oh, I mean, you guys are good.
Don't you think that? I mean, did you ever watch the footage? Don't you think there was one an analyst that was like, interesting tidbit, Josh Nelson on Colorado State has a national championship ring for playing football. Don't you think someone had to have?
No.
Former
strong safety.
Wasn't it a byline
safety. No,
anywhere?
They don't have like profiles that nowadays they probably would, yeah. But back then, no.
Not only was he a national champion, he's also 32 years old.
Well, that's what's great. So kind of on your thing, it's like a club, so you could be like any age. It's not a limit. It's not like a four-year thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like you could be 40 and still there cheering.
That's tight.
So, wow.
But somebody, I will say,
somebody
dude,
should do that.
As much shit as I've gotten, it was worth it because you got to travel like to all the bowl games.
Oh, yeah.
And
you go to away games?
We went to some of them, like the big games, but I got to go to like Beale Street. I got to New Orleans for like all the football bowl games.
Yeah.
We went to the women's basketball, played in the Final Four, so we got to go to Connecticut and Boston. Like a lot of cool places doing it.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool.
And then, to the Final Four, that's nasty.
Yeah. Or the tournament.
Yeah.
Not the actual, they didn't make it, but they played UConn women. Oh. And UConn.
Right.
Fuck that.
Yeah, and they got smoked by like 40.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you got to experience it, so it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then a lot of women.
Yeah.
That was fun.
I'm sure.
But I get shit every day still to this day for it.
I mean, it's not something I give you shit for. What struck me so funny was the arrogance and the shut the fuck ups and the cloud of me for soccer. And this story took a fucking left turn into fucking...
Rah! Yeah. I did. I walked right into that one. You're right.
Man, I couldn't even get a hold of myself. I had to stop it down.
I just picture like a family, because you told me you got a big family, like when you're getting together for like family meals. I asked Josh, I'm like, how often do you see your family? He's like, you know, once every 2 weeks they'll do like a family dinner. I just picture like Thanksgiving, they're like, all right, let's build a pyramid. Josh, get on the bottom.
That's so good. That's so good. No, but my friends will introduce me, like friends that I haven't college or not college now that didn't even know me when I cheered, and they'll introduce me to girls and be like, he was a cheerleader every time, just right off the bat.
Of
you're like, you led with that.
Seriously? And what is it, how many girls is it? A 50-50?
It's 50-50. Some girls are super all curious about it, and some girls are like, whatever. Because some girls just ride, I was a cheerleader, da, da, da. And you're like, sweet. And I'm like, not the same thing, girl.
There's a motherfucking conversation.
You ever go to Orlando?
I'm never going to have a my goddamn life. I can tell you that right fucking now.
You ever go to Orlando? Nah.
That's a sentence I'll probably never say in my life. I'm a cheerleader, too. I'm probably going to get off this planet without ever putting that one together.
You don't know that, man. What if they Ravens?
You're right. Anything could
the
happen.
Ravens need a dude cheerleader, and they go free playoff. Court or field side.
Nah, I'll be at my home. But I'll tell you, if anything it would happen, it would be somehow my daughter wrangled me into it. But other than that.
No, you know what's going to happen? You're going to be at some
planet
event
Earth without that.
For Stella, and there's going to be like another mom there, and she's going to go, she's going to be like cute, and she's like, hey, and you're like, oh, hey, how you doing? And you're like, who
give me that
that's my
skirt,
daughter.
Bro.
And she's like, wait a minute. And they're like, do you have kids? She's like, nah, I'm just a cheerleader today. And you're like, I'm a cheerleader too.
Yeah, like, give fucking me those pom poms, motherfucker. Josh, bring my cone.
give me some pointers. Yeah, man. It was a good time.
Well, we were talking before we got rolling here, and you were talking about your girlfriend. So I guess, are you comfortable talking about what's
yeah,
going on?
Yeah, I don't
in
mind. Ex girlfriend.
Okay,
yeah,
I didn't
yeah
know what I didn't want to say, but
that's all right.
I see a story. You said something about the first time you met
that
your girlfriend.
No,
parents.
This is
that's
a different one.
If it was
this
her
is my girlfriend
this
that I was
you were cheering.
This was yeah cheering. No, serious. Cheerleading.
Oh,
okay. In college.
Oh. What year? Because you were 26 when you graduated.
So this was, I was 23.
Okay.
She was 21. And we flew back home because she was from from Los Alamitos. And I'm sorry, Yorba Linda.
Do a lot of people from San Diego go to Colorado?
Yeah, there's a ton at Colorado State.
I wonder why.
There's a lot from San Diego and Texas. Okay. It's just kind of like the spot where yeah everybody goes.
Everybody wants to probably experience what the fucking winter is like.
Yeah.
Not all year round. It's all, I think all the places. Mm-hmm. Arizona, you said.
And
Texas,
it's only a couple hours away, like flight,
California.
So yep, it's still easy.
Yeah.
So we go back, and I'm meeting her parents for the very first time. We'd been dating like 6 months. And first thing I go, we get there, I meet them right away, and then we go up, and she's like, we'll be in this room.
Now, hold on. You meet them at their home?
I meet them at their home. Dad. It's Thanksgiving weekend, so I'm back.
Right.
And I'm staying at her place for two
days. You aren't at any bowl games.
No.
All right. There's a lot of Thanksgiving bowl games.
Right? Yeah. And her and I lived together. We moved in after like 5 months because we're stupid.
And at what point in the relationship was this another month?
Dude, I didn't know.
He's like making a lot of bad decisions.
What dorm room?
I did I did college so wrong, man. Yeah. First thing, I moved there 6 months after I started dating this girl and then lived with her 6 months after that. Like, I did it all wrong.
As soon as you got in?
As soon as I got in.
I wonder why you
We started cheering together. She was on the She was on the cheer team, so that's how we met.
Oh, okay.
And then she's like, "Yeah, we should live together." And I was like, "Yeah, that sounds amazing."
I mean, I'll be straight up. If I met a girl in college and I started dating her, I didn't have a girl. I had one girl from college, and she was like, "We should live together." And I thought that was a possibility. I probably would have fucking done it ASAP.
Yeah.
And it was one because of those, you'd be like, "Wait, we just live together and we can I mean, it was one of those things sex, like every single second.
It was one of those things where like my house, like where I was living sucked, and then her housing fell through. So I was like, "Yeah, all right." So we lived together for 6 months, and then I came back to meet her parents.
So her parents knew you guys were together and living together. And they were cool with that.
They were cool with that.
All right. And now you're going to meet them.
I'm going to meet them for the very first time.
And this is a year into the relationship at this point?
Six months.
All right, six months.
Yeah, I was there 6 months.
I was lost on that.
No, I was there 6 months, single, and then her and I started dating, and then we moved in after.
Father's like, "Josh, we like to do some games during the holidays. We're going to do Twister. I got Josh!
Get my t-shirt cannon, baby!"
Yeah. You ain't the only male cheerleader. Yes.
I didn't even think about it. He was probably like, "This male cheerleader motherfucker."
That's what I want to know.
No, so now that they didn't
know
up,
they had to know.
Yeah, they knew.
All right.
They knew that. They just we hadn't met. And so I meet him for the first time, and then we start going upstairs, and she's like, "This is where we're staying." And I'm like, "We're staying in the same room?" Because, like, my parents were not like, if you bring a girl home,
that ain't happening.
You guys are, we don't care. You're sleeping in separate rooms.
My in-laws were like that when I was in my 30s with my wife.
Yeah.
I mean, before we were married, you know?
Yeah, my last girl, we went out to visit her, and they were like, "Nope, you guys live together. You can't sleep in the same, at this age, I'm 40. Yeah. They're like, "No, you can't sleep in the same room."
By the way, I will say this, when, so we started dating at like 30, and so like at 34, 35, I would go stay at their house. I loved it. I was like, "Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
See ya.
You're
get up when I want to come out and have breakfast with her mom." Yeah. She was like, "Where's Kate?" I'm like, "Who fucking knows?
Yeah.
Sleeping, maybe.
I got a whole bed and there's no dog in it."
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Listen, don't take shots at her because she's your ex, you know?
I mean.
Oh, no, but the dog just slept in the bed. But whatever. So first time we meet, we go, we're in the same room. And then her and I go out to party, and we go to like some nightclub, and we're out all night wasted, and then we come back home and we're messing around. I'm like, "Are you kidding me? Like, they're just two rooms over." We're like, she's like, "Don't even worry about it, whatever." So we mess around, we hook up, pass out just naked, and then I get up to go to the bathroom, and I go to the bathroom and I turn right, I start going to the bathroom, and then I come up, and then instead of going left back into the room, I end up going right. And I open the door. This is 100% true story. I'm not making any of this up. I open the door, and I start to get in bed. And this is her parents' bed.
What side? Whose side?
The dad's side.
Oh, my God.
Listen to this, though. It's so good. And I'm woken up. I'm woken up by the dad going, whoa, buddy. What are you doing? Wrong bed. And that's when I come to it. I didn't. I mean, that didn't sound right. And that's when I like snapped into it and went, "Oh shit!" And I went back.
Now hold on, did he flick a light
no
on?
No lights on. No lights. He didn't know I was naked. Thank God.
Oh, okay.
Or he probably would have murdered me.
All right, okay.
But he might have been impressed too. You were in the best shape of your life, baby.
Yeah. Josh.
Your dick just hit my wrist. Yeah. Wrong bed.
Well, I thought, like, what
buddy.
If I, what if I
buddy.
Buddy.
What if I would have got in on the other side or just stayed in? Like, there could have been.
Started hooking up
yeah.
my mom.
Yeah, it could have been so much worse. But it was.
Josh, get your dick off my wife's head, man. You're in the wrong bedroom.
Yeah, we just met you, man. We just met you.
Hey, Josh, take it slow. Let me get the camera. Let me turn the light on.
So I
don't
go,
know if this is a cheerleader thing or not, Josh, but you're in the wrong goddamn bedroom, man.
So many things. So I like, oh, shit. And so I go back, and I get back into bed. And then
do you tell her?
I wake up at 6 in the morning, and I'm like, we got to get out of here. She's like, what? I go, we got to go. She's like, we're supposed to be here for another day. I'm like, no, we have to leave now. And she goes, what are you talking about? You never wake
to
up.
To go
until,
where? You're going to go to your house?
To my house back to spend the rest of the time with my parents. And she's like, you never wake up this early. What are you up? I'm like, we have to go. And then she kept pressing me. And so finally she's like, what happened? What's going on? And I go, I don't know if I dreamt.
Your dad tried to fuck me.
Yeah,
like,
I go,
come on.
I go, I don't know if I dreamt this.
I might have dreamt
it. Or if it happened, but I go, I think I might have sleptwalk into your parents' bedroom. And she's like, no, you didn't. It's fine. And I'm like, all right. So all of a sudden, like 11 o'clock comes and she gets a phone call from her dad and her dad's.
Where are you?
We're still in her room and her dad left for whatever, for work or something. And I guess her dad said to her on the phone, like, so did Josh tell you what he did last night? And she looks at me and she goes, oh, yeah, you sleptwalked into their bed. And he said, yeah, he tried to crawl in bed with us. But
he didn't say naked.
No,
or...
didn't know I was naked.
Oh
it could have been way worse.
God.
It could have been way worse. But I mean, that.
Dad, you should have seen him last week.
Could you imagine being 23 years old and sleepwalking into your parents, meeting him the first time? I never wanted to see him again.
Oh, who would?
Did you?
I mean, yeah, we dated for like another year, so I had to see him. And they were the coolest
until
ever.
Until Nationals? Until he dropped her at Nationals.
I only dropped her, said I only dropped her one time.
You did?
On purpose. Yeah, that's it, yeah.
No, it wasn't on purpose.
No, I'm kidding.
Did you ever drop anyone?
Yes.
You did?
Yeah.
Were they injured like bad?
Well, I mean, you drop a lot of people, but not usually injured. Yeah, man, you're doing some crazy shit.
Like
you're
throwing them up. You're dropping them.
Yeah, they're doing fucking corks.
You're throwing them up. They're doing a flip. And you're like,
back with the corkscrews. But wait.
Did you drop them like during games and shit?
Some people did. I never did.
Did you? Would people heckle if you drop? Like,
oh, my friends were the worst. My friends would come to the football games.
Of course they would. I would too.
And just sit there and yell at me for 4 straight hours. Like, just put her in a thing and just yell the whole time, dude. It was unreal.
What would they just taunting you? Non-stop?
They would just taunt like the whole time. Yeah. It was, I mean, builds character, I guess.
I don't know. Or perfect a character for being a comedian.
Yeah. Oh,
oh
man.
My God.
That was the most embarrassing story of my life at the time. Just like.
What do you mean at the time?
Yeah,
you
what's
got another one?
Oh, no, I don't think so. That's still pretty much. I mean, you suppress it.
I know my college. My college girlfriend's dad. I mean, that guy would have fucking, who knows? He might have, like, grabbed a gun. Or
yeah.
He was like, this hardcore North Dakota dude. But my father-in-law, he loves, I think, I don't really know. He's an only child, so I think he likes, like, having, like, he likes me. We get along really well, so I think he likes having, like, buddy. Like, he's got, like, a great group of guy friends from, like, when he was in the Bronx. So, like, he might have been like, oh, Jake, you should have seen him.
Yeah.
Come to the outroad,
right,
but,
yeah,
like,
right,
you know.
Right. You don't know how it's going
to
go.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder. I don't know if they ever told that story to anybody or what.
Oh, he's telling it to every fucking holiday.
Right?
He's like, she brought this fucking cheerleader home. Guy put his dick in my wife's face.
Yeah, but then you have to explain the fact that he was with your daughter, too, yeah. though. So that's weird also.
Hold on. Before I tell you the rest of the story, watch this. He throws her up into a double Lutz.
Double Lutz. It's
a rotini twist.
You watching right here. This is Nationals. This is 1997. You watch right here.
A rotini twist.
You know what I'm talking about.
I
want
to try that now.
Oh, my God.
That's good.
QC Lee Jerry.
That's good.
You have a lot here, dude.
I do, man.
You got arrested. I mean, I guess you're comfortable talking about it if you put it on paper. Will you tell us about it?
We got arrested at our own house.
How many times
have
you been arrested in your life?
3 times.
Holy shit. You only put one here. We'll talk about them all.
Yeah. We got arrested at our own house party. We threw a house party. My roommate was a DJ.
Where?
San Diego, Pacific Beach. It was Labor Day weekend, and the cops came to our house. on a Saturday at 5 p.m., Labor Day weekend, and told us to turn the music down. Said it was too loud.
You had a house? Was it an apartment or
a house? Was a house that like four of us were living in.
Yeah, yeah.
And cops came. They said, turn it down. They left.
At 5 o'clock.
5 p.m. on a Saturday. These cops were just, they were being dicks. They came back again at 6 with like, I swear it was like 20 cops. 6 o'clock. And they knock on the door and I answer it. And they go, we're giving you $1,000 tickets. Each one of you. How many people live here? Get everybody out. And I was like, whoa, whoa, what for? And they're like, we told you to turn the music down. It's a $1,000 violation. And I was like,
who the fuck was complaining?
Neighbors, whatever. Just assholes. People always complain.
How many people were at this party?
There was probably 50. But we had a pool in the back. So it was like a raging pool party.
Yeah.
The music was loud.
Yeah, but, he's a DJ.
But it was also Labor Day at 5 p.m. Everybody was partying.
Yeah. In PB.
In Pacific Beach, right. Which is everybody parties anyway. So cops come to the door. They say $1,000 ticket. Well, I'm like, you know, we'll turn the music off. Like, please don't do anything. And they're like, nope, $1,000 ticket. I'm like, come on, man, that's fucked up. My other roommate comes out, the DJ. He's like, you guys stop. It's not a big deal. And the cops started to get like aggravated because we're like, whatever. And I go, all right, well, if you're giving us a $1,000 ticket, we'll turn off the music. I'm going to go back inside. He goes, don't go back inside. And I go, what? He's like, come down here. And I go, no.
Down here, is he off your property?
Right? He is like on the walkway. I'm in the doorway holding onto the door. And he wants me to go down there. And I'm like, no fucking way I'm going down there. There's 20 cops. And there's two like hothead cops that were here. And he's like, come down here. I go, no. And I go, if you're giving us a $1,000 ticket, the conversation's over. And I start to go into the house. And as soon as I do, the guy comes and tackles me.
The cop?
The cop.
I mean, this guy must run a 4-3, motherfucker.
Yeah, no. Listen to this.
I'm a cheerleader, man. Yeah. I'm just a cheerleader.
He tackles me. The other cop grabs my roommate and puts him face down. And I'm in the living room of my place with everybody watching. And the cop is like, he's on top of me. And he has the taser out.
For music.
For music. And he's like, if you don't stop resisting arrest. And he was on me, so my arm was underneath me. He's like, put your arms behind your back. I'm like, I can't. You're on top of me. He's like, if you don't stop resisting arrest, you're going to get tased. I'm like, I don't want to get tased. And so finally he gets my arm there. And he takes me and my roommate together in the cop car. And this was all for a noise violation. But the funny part is when the police ride there, that's when it gets funny. Him and I were getting arrested, and we start driving. We're both in the same car, and both of us got arrested in swim trunks. Mm-hmm. I had my flip-flops. He had no flip-flops. He had no shirt.
Did he have his headphones?
Nothing.
He didn't have his headphones?
Yeah, no, that'd be great. His DJ headphones? No. And the whole time, I'm like, if you just would have turned your shitty music off, like I'm yelling at him.
He's like, Ace of Base is not shit. Ace of Base.
No, he listened to that house music where it's like the same song.
Should have seen the sign.
For 3 hours, and you're like, dude, already. Yeah. Ace of Base saw the sign. I like that shit. So we're in the cop car, and he pulls off, and then all of a sudden my roommate goes, hey, can we get our seatbelts on? We don't have our seatbelts on. And the two guys are like, what do you need your seatbelts for? And I go, it's the law, man. And so these two grown-ass cops pull over, and they have to get out and put our seatbelts on. And I've never seen them so pissed off. They were just like...
Are they elbowing you?
Yeah, they were just like pissed. Like, if there would have been video now, you would have...
I would have done that.
Yeah, if there would have been video now, you'd have been like, oh, shit. Like, they would have been in trouble sort of thing. Body cam. And then we start going, and I go, oh, my God. And I look, and one of my handcuffs is off. And I go, oh, no. And I look to my roommate, and I go, Zach, my handcuffs is off. And he goes... You better put that shit on or you're going to get fucking tased again. And I go, all right. So I look to the cop and I'm like, excuse me, Mr. Officer. This is when I try to get like real nice because then you go, I'm fucked. I go, excuse me, Mr. Officer. One of my handcuffs is off. And I just want you to know. And he goes, you have two sets of handcuffs. And I go, oh, shit, I'm a badass. All right. And then my roommate.
What? They had two sets of handcuffs?
Two sets of handcuffs. That's how they like thought I got charged with a resisting arrest. When guy said to come here, I guess that meant I was under arrest. So that's what
if
allowed.
If he said two, I would have been like, you mean one and a half?
I wish I would have. I wish I would have. And then the cop's initial was J. Beal. And so
you are not gonna believe this. Oh yeah, right now.
My roommate,
hey, Jimmy Bell, Jazz out here.
My roommate starts going, "Hey, Jessica Biel, Jessica Biel." Oh, you know that's fucked up. You arrested us at our own house party, Jessica Biel. And I'm going, "Oh my god, he's calling you Jessica Biel." And we're like losing our shit. And then we got to the police station, and at first it was like,
"Were you drunk?"
Buzzed up for sure. Yeah. First, we got to the police station. It was like a party because it was 6 p.m. and it was him and I were the only people in the jail.
Yeah, I mean, how many kamikaze shooters do you think you'd had?
A lot. Oh yeah, we made Jello shots for sure.
For sure,
Jello shots.
No question.
With
red, white, and blue.
No, what is the 151? The stuff at Everclear.
Yeah,
illegal.
Oh man.
Yeah. So we're in the police station. It starts off fun. Because you're like, all right, whatever. It's 6 p.m. on a Saturday. We're buzzed up. And then all of a sudden, everybody starts piling in for the DUIs. And then it's not fun anymore. And I'll never forget my roommate. He's freezing because he has no shirt.
They don't give you anything. They didn't give him
nothing,
shit.
Nothing, man. They didn't give him nothing. And he asked for a shirt, and he's freezing. Damn. So I look over, and he wiped him, like wrapped himself with all the toilet paper.
That's what someone else told me they did.
Yeah,
that.
He wrapped himself with all the toilet paper so he could stay warm, and the guy came in and flipped out that he did that. And then you're in there for like 12 hours, and it's just, he was in there for 24 hours, and I was only in there for 12, and I'm pretty sure it's because he called him Jessica Biel.
Yeah.
Pretty sure they lost his paperwork. and then you just start, you're in there, and you're like, all the people with DUIs and all the, like, the, you're just, then it's not fun anymore.
Did your other friends keep that party going?
Oh, yeah. Our two roommates,
they were back there doing shots. Let's do some shots for Jack!
Yeah, the best part is, the best part, our drunkest roommate, the one that answered, he was talking to the cops, and both of us went out because we're like, he's too drunk. We're gonna go talk to the cops for him. So, like, we saved him, the drunkest dude, and then we got, which I'm sure we weren't sober.
Did you get the $1,000 tickets, too?
No, we got out of them. We got a lawyer, and we had some character witness and some.
Who?
No.
Who's your fucking character?
We got a sound guy that did a thing saying the decibel of the speakers couldn't turn up to a volume loud enough for what the city was saying, how far it went.
Oh.
It was like insane. Sound, I was like,
I would have been there.
Objection!
Yeah.
I have footage.
It was unreal.
Of him from a cheerleading competition in 1997. Look at this decibel level.
Look at this rotini right here.
Look at this rotini.
That's clearly one of the best rotini.
It was unreal.
You'll ever see,
we couldn't believe we got out of it. We're like, we just got out of that because of a
How
sound.
How much did you
expert.
Pay the lawyer?
We paid him like $500.
That's it?
So you saved $1,500, man.
$500, but no, $4,000.
Oh, yeah.
There was four people living there.
So you didn't have to pay the $1,000?
We have to pay $1,000 each. It was $4,000.
Right.
That's $1,000 each person that lives there. And then the guy that we rented from kicked us out because he got a like some noise ordinance thing that he could never have another complaint from the city.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So he got hit hard, and we got kicked out, but whatever.
So then where'd you go?
We went to jail. What do you mean?
No, I mean when you get kicked out of the house.
Oh, we found another place in PB and started partying again.
What are your other arrests?
I got a DUI in college.
Which college?
Colorado State.
Which year?
Yeah, Colorado State.
Man, we just lost sectionals.
I was pretty broken up about our ESPN thing. No, man, they didn't have a cab service, and I waited 2 hours for a cab and then got in the car. Went through Taco
Where
Bell.
Where were you drinking?
Everywhere. It was like graduation weekend, so we were drinking at bars everywhere.
And what were you drinking?
Fucking you name it, man.
Wait a minute. Whose graduation?
It. Not mine. My buddy's.
Clearly.
My buddy's a year before me. So, and then the DUI was I went through Taco Bell and I tried to pay with a credit card before they took credit cards.
And really? So, and they called the cops?
Yeah. I had to have been hammered.
You were just a fortune teller.
Somebody called the police right now. This motherfucker's from the future.
Yeah.
We got a guy from the future in live right now, man.
That's hilarious. They're like, dude, he knows.
How
too
long
much.
Before you did they start accepting? I'm just curious. Do you even know?
Two years later.
They were like, he knows.
Not only so they not only that, he was also ordering with that giant cone.
Way up in the window.
Oh my god, that would
I don't know who the fuck Steady Eddie is, but this motherfucker wants 12 Chalupas.
Oh, they didn't have the fucking mic thing. He just had him with a cone.
That would be a great sketch. A bunch of cheerleaders trying to order from Taco Bell, yeah. just spelling their shit out, and then the dude with the cone.
I said number two, two, two.
Is that three number twos?
No, I want a number two if I'm repeating it.
Yeah.
What? So they called? Do you know who officially called?
The people at Taco Bell called the cops. As soon as I turned out, cop pulled me over.
Just because you tried to pay with a credit card.
I mean, I was hammered, too.
Oh, they probably
I blew a .21.
Holy shit.
Yeah. It was
Holy.
I got out, and he had me doing the field thing, and I looked at him, and I said, no.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
If I could have been there, imagine if they're like, walk the slide. Walk the slide? Watch this fucking roundhouse blast.
Oh, yeah. I'm a cheerleader. I can do
a roundhouse double yellow line right here. And I'm end off with a rotini. Watch this, motherfucker. I call my shot.
A backflip, like a balance beam.
Officer, you mind if I throw you in there, officer? Yeah. Just to prove a point. Just to prove a point.
Wait, you want me to only walk the line? His laugh is fantastic. You only want me to walk the line? I'll backflip this shit.
Dude, fucking God.
I was so hammered, I looked at him and I go, man, I'm too drunk to even try this.
That's good.
Really?
Yeah. You did that.
Yeah.
They must have respected that.
Yeah. It was weird is in Colorado. Colorado, you get a DUI and then they just, well, back then, they just let me go home after 8 hours.
Yeah.
They didn't tow my car.
Did you drive it home?
No.
Oh.
No. It was the best lesson ever because I've never driven drunk since then.
Yeah.
Because you're like, wow.
I'm still cheerleading.
Yeah.
He had that ready. He was so excited to get it out.
Everyone said, oh,
this guy was a gift.
Oh, my God. It's so good. It's so good, dude.
Imagine watching games with him. Just everyone's just like enjoying the game, and all of a sudden he's just fucking busting up.
It's a defense chant every once in a while.
Oh my God!
But yeah, it was good.
By the way, what was the biggest game you cheerleaded? Or you cheerled?
Cheered.
You cheered.
I've listened and learned.
It was a bowl game, and it was Colorado State, and I think we ended the year ranked 9.
Damn,
so we played someone like UCF or something at a bowl in Memphis. And nice. It was the CU Colorado State game was the biggest game every year. I mean, it's in Invesco, and it's nuts.
What do you mean? What's Invesco?
Invesco is the Broncos field.
Oh, okay.
So it's, I mean,
is it like Invesco Mile High because they kept
the mile high or whatever? Yeah. And I mean, there's like 60,000-70,000 people there, and it's your biggest rivalry.
Yeah,
and we never beat them, and then we beat them 2 of the years I was there. So.
Now, when they run out with the Buffalo, what do you guys come up with?
I used to run the Ram, dude.
You ran the thing out?
I had to run in front of it.
Oh, my. Bro. Guys, I run a 4.7. No, I should listen. Get the damn Ram.
Bro, this was like the most stressful shit ever. I would have to run with the Colorado State flag.
Oh, yeah,
fucking
that, big,
that big old
with
flag.
That big flag, man.
And I would lead, and the Ram would be running behind me. Actually, this is too... I forgot about this.
The girl, what's the Ram's name?
Cam the Ram.
Cam the Ram?
Cam the Ram, yeah.
I can't even believe it.
And our whole thing was like,
Cam the Ram! Bring your ass out here, Rammy.
This is the girl I dated one time was doing a bunch of like backflips and shit. And
of course.
No, so this is like one of the top knots of like top 100 like failures of ESPN or SportsCenter, one of those.
Oh, really?
She was doing it and she got hit by the Ram.
Oh.
But not hurt.
But flipped around,
and the Ram took her out.
Cram fucking did that to her?
I've been looking for it on YouTube.
Is
I
it Cram
it.
The Ram?
Cam the Ram.
Cam. Okay.
I'm just adding
Cram.
That.
What?
Cam the Ram.
Yeah, she got taken out. So, yeah, you were worried about that Ram.
I mean, were you you must have been moving. I mean, that's got to be exhilarating. Yeah. You're moving at a pretty good clip.
Yeah.
I mean, how fast? Is he pulling you? You
no, no, no.
Get up next
he's
to
him. Holding
it.
I'm not holding the Ram. There's four people holding the Ram.
In my mind, you got him on a leash, and he is pulling your ass like Marmaduke flag. Down.
I got the flag, but there's four dudes pulling the Ram, or like imagine holding onto the Ram.
Four.
Imagine
if you got recruited off of that run out. Good Lord, how like, fast is that guy with the flag
holy
going?
Shit, he ran a 4.6.
I'll tell you what, no matter what, you know what? There's the...
Did you have cleats on?
No.
We should do
tennis
a show.
Shoes, bro.
Gig for a day. Gig for a day. Okay? That's the job for the day. And if you can be any age and be a cheerleader, then you should be able to be 50 years old.
You'd be able to be club, you don't even need to be registered to the school, right?
No, man.
And one of the four guys that gets to run with the Ram. I think Cam the Ram should be. That's all you do for that day.
I remember one time, like, the Ram didn't go the right way, and it was, like, loose, and everyone was freaking out. Like, it's chaos, dude.
That shit gets crazy.
Yeah, man. It was fun. It was fun, though.
The Cam and the fucking Buffalo looking at each other. Get shit
fuck
started.
That. I would never with that Buffalo and shit.
Oh, no way.
Fuck that. One slip up and it is over.
Yeah. So, good time. And then the third time was because I didn't handle my DUI shit. So,
they came got you?
Yeah.
What did you mean? What do you mean?
Like,
you
didn't go to time served? I didn't go to the Mothers Against Drunk Driving class in the community service, and they sweep you up for that.
And the AA stuff, too?
I did that. But
you have to hit every box.
You got to do it all. And right. I was moving back from Colorado to California, and I was like, ah, fuck it. I'm not going to handle it. I'm moving. And then I got pulled over for speeding, and they're like, boom, warrant. So
right from your car to the jail?
Rip you out straight to the jail.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit wasn't fun. That was the real
one. Where were you going when you got arrested?
Back to the house. Just got caught speeding, like 60 and a 50.
No, I mean, where you got caught speeding, but you were just driving home?
I was just driving back to the house, yeah. And you got popped. And I was leaving for California in a week. So I was like...
So how long are you in for that, just overnight?
I had to do 14 days work release program.
So what'd you have to do?
Where you... It's like a jail, and you get out for work, that's it. And then you stay in a bunch of, like, cots and stuff with a bunch of other...
You knew who was in that this year?
I had a friend do that.
Kentavious Caldwell Pope.
Yeah.
The fuck is that?
He's a guard on the Lakers.
Yeah, man.
He couldn't play away games, but when they were home, he'd come out and play for the team.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Work release.
This year. They were like, oh, well, they got Kentavious back tonight. He has to go back to jail tonight.
Dude, it's crazy.
What's he in for?
I don't know what he was in
for. Probably drugs or DUI or whatever. If you don't handle your shit, then they'll give you that work release program where you go and you log hours in the jail. And then you only get out for work.
Has any player ever fucking done that?
I
ever.
Don't know.
In the history of everyone else in there, professional sports.
You getting back to the fucking thing? Like, how's the game tonight, man?
How's that not a fucking
thing? I bet you there is players that have done it, but they covered up with like four week suspension and they handle it and stuff.
Man, you're right about that.
Yeah, but he was playing and on work release.
Yeah, home that's only. Crazy. That's I remember awesome. Hearing about that.
Him and Vince Scully just doing home only.
He couldn't do. Yeah, you had to have an ankle brace on, man. And then no alcohol. They would test you every time you went in and out. It was nuts. Yeah. But that's the shit sometimes you got to go through to learn. And
yeah.
I learned there. I was like, this will never happen again, man.
Yeah, for sure.
So, you have so much stuff on
here.
I
do, man. I do.
Tell us the story about eating edibles. Is it just something you like, or is it this a one and done?
No, I like doing them. I like a little bit all the drugs in moderation. But this one... me and my ex-girlfriend, we were at a Kaboo, which was Tom Petty was playing.
With Kaboo? Is that a festival?
Kaboo is a music festival in Del Mar where they bring in a bunch of acts. And Tom Petty was one of the headliners. And so her and I decided to take edibles. It was like one gummy worm or whatever. And then I took another one, and I was feeling okay. And then right before Tom Petty hits, she's like, we should take another one. I'm not feeling it. And that's always the
and
worst.
You're like,
you know how
you
it
don't know how it feels.
That's pretty good, man. You guys are good on your spot on, man. You guys are professionals. So we took one more, of course. So I had three. She had two. And then right when Tom Petty starts, second song in, I look over and she has her hoodie all the way down. And she's looking out the circle of her hoodie, freaking out. And I'm like, are you all right? She's like, I can't handle this. We got to go. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking? It's Tom Petty.
Tom Petty,
what do you
man.
Mean? And he died two weeks later, too.
It
was his last show. He died of edibles.
You saw Tom Petty's last show?
I saw three songs of Tom Petty's last show.
Oh, that hurts.
It hurt a way lot. Worse. I was so mad at her for so long because of it.
I drove to the Fillmore in San Francisco maybe 99 or something like that to see him play the Fillmore, because it was just a venue I always wanted to go to with, you know, Bill Graham and that whole scene.
Oh,
and
how
I
was good
like,
was it?
Oh, it was so fucking great.
Yeah.
He was awesome.
So we started, and of course.
Did you at least get to hear Hotel California?
No. We heard, yeah.
That's a shame, man.
That was probably during his encore. You know, yeah. Way down the line.
Good point. Good point.
We heard that song he does by Prince, though. That one was good.
Yeah.
And I made her stay for like another song because I was like, no, you'll be fine. We'll be fine. And she was freaking out. And then we start walking to the Uber. And then that's when it hit me and I started freaking out. And we are in the Uber and we're driving. And then all of a sudden I really started freaking out. And I look at her. I'm like, who the fuck is this guy? And she's like, I don't.
She's on now. She's like, thank God you're here.
No. She goes, I don't know who this guy is.
Right. She's on your own. Yeah,
finally we're on the same level.
Yeah, right.
And he's driving. I'm like, where are you taking us? And he's like, I'm taking you to your house. I go, where are you? I don't recognize any of this. And we hadn't even pulled out of the parking lot yet. So this is where we're really tripping. And she's still looking out of this little hole in her sweater, which was hilarious, by the way. And we go like another mile. And we're 2 miles away from the house. And I look at her and I go, I don't want this fucker to know where we live.
Even though he's already got it in the fucking GPS.
Oh, yeah. You give him the address. None of that registered. She's like, I don't want him to know where we live either. So
are you whispering this shit or are you screaming?
We're probably talking this loud.
Right, he hears
but you know what I do want is to throw you up in a routine.
I want to put you in a... You know what all my friends used to yell at me? They would say, give me a herky. And this is a jump where, like, dude. By the way, dudes, we didn't do jumps, but like the girls would do the toe touches, and then
you never jumped and did a split.
Never tried to see. That was my thing. I was like, I'm not doing that shit.
You never tried to see if you could do it.
No, I never tried.
Don't fucking lie.
No, I wouldn't do it.
You never off to the side $20-$30 bets tried to fucking jump up.
All right, one time.
Thank you. And let me tell you why you shouldn't be embarrassed of that, because David Lee Roth used to fucking jump up and touch the fucking wingspan with his fucking
shoes.
Wasn't
he a gymnast?
He wasn't a cheerleader. He was the lead singer of Van Halen in his prime, but you know.
All right, well, then I did it all the time. But there was this one jump where you'd put your leg out like this, and then you'd bend the other leg. It was all weird, and my friends would just yell, give me a herky, the whole game. That's what they'd yell.
That's
whole time.
That's what a herky is?
A herky, yeah.
Like a guitarist when they jump up in the air.
Yeah, and they do.
Like, bam, yep, like that kind of
that's
thing.
That's a herky.
Did you ever...
But they would be creative. They're like, I want a herky sandwich. Like, they would just keep going with it time after time.
I want you to be honest with all of us right now. There's a lot of people.
He's been pretty honest today.
Yeah, right? I can't be more
it's
honest.
It's been pretty brutally honest.
Brutally honest.
Did you ever cheer like this? I'm going to describe it.
Okay? Oh, man, I can't wait.
Where someone does something good and you stand on you're still on your left leg. And you just bring that right one up,
no, man.
like a flamingo, and then you do the hand roll up here, and a tight clap. You ever do that? Man. All right, you can stay.
That's a rule. No libs. No. That's funny, man. Oh yeah. So we had the Uber drop us off a mile away from our house because we didn't want to get kidnapped.
A mile.
A mile, and it took an hour.
Wait, how do you tell? You just tell him pull the.
I would say pull. Yeah, pull
is
over.
Is he wondering what's going on?
Yeah,
or is he just knows.
I think he knew. Yeah. I mean, she was looking out of the hoodie of her sweater the whole time.
I would have been waiting for him at their house, but like, I'm not really here. And they drove away. I know where you live.
Freaked the hell out of us. Oh, we would have probably never done edibles again.
You'd have moved
or Uber.
Yeah, probably not. And so then it took me an hour to go a mile because I had to carry her, and I was also trying to walk like foot in front of foot. We were so wasted. Like, and then you go
if
home.
If I haven't made fun of you the whole time for this, I would be like, you should just roundhouse the whole way home.
Just nothing but flips.
I'm a back.
It's called a round off.
It's round off. That's what it is.
And then, you go home and you just wait for the edibles to stop for 5 hours because they don't ever stop.
Yeah, but was that cool waiting?
No.
Oh, you couldn't even like settle in. At least you were home. Like,
no,
all right,
when you do too much, dude, it's just that's how edibles are. It's like you don't feel it, or it's like you can't feel your face.
Rye's a weed pro, but you're not a big edible guy, right?
It just doesn't work well with me. Like, I have to take more than the norm, and then to really feel it, sometimes I have to go too fucking far so I don't enjoy it, and then I got to dial it back. I'm like, just fuck it, plant works fine.
And the problem is when you go too far and you just can't wait for it to end.
That's right.
There's nothing worse than when you're like, just please end.
Right.
Yeah, so that shit was intense.
And tell us this last one, then we'll get you out of here.
Yeah. This has been a lot of fun, man.
This has been great. We got time, right?
Yeah. What do you want to hear? We got
I
want to
hear the
pranks.
One getting locked in that. Oh, I wanted to hear pranks. Yeah, but I also want to hear about how you got locked in the house. I mean, you tell us. What do you think is... I mean, how much
you
time
want me to get locked in the
right?
house quick? Yeah. Oh, I can do it quick, man.
No, yeah, well, I mean, we have time.
All right.
It's only 9:15.
All right. So locked in the house. I went back to this girl's house, and it was a Tinder date. So I knew I was going back to her house because she didn't have not here for a hookup
is this,
in her profile.
This is in San Diego?
This is in San Diego. This is like when Tinder first came out. So we go back to her house, and we start getting it on, and we both like kind of like get ready to go to sleep. Well, I have to work at 6 a.m. So I'm like...
Where were you working?
I worked the booze job, but I had to be in L.A. at 8 a.m. So I had to go home and get home. So I go to leave, and... As I go to leave, the door's locked. You have to have a key to get out of the house.
I mean, what kind of fucking fire hazard is that shit?
This is the only time I've ever seen it, and I guess there's like a handful of them.
Listen,
like,
I've walked into rooms that I wasn't welcome in,
yeah,
and I've never seen this.
Are you locked? So
the door is
outside,
locked.
If I go to the outside, the other side of that door, is that knob just turning or is that locked?
No,
too?
I think it's locked. The whole thing's locked.
He's turning knobs now.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's turning knobs.
I don't know because I wasn't on the outside. Like, so you go and it's locked and I'm like, what? And there's no lock. There's no spin thing. There's no lock. There's nothing.
Is it a keyhole?
It's a keyhole.
Circle, little small, like you can put some
regular key.
A keyhole, right?
You have to.
I got keyholes in my house.
You have to have a key to unlock the door from the inside.
And she obviously has it because she locked.
She had a string around her neck.
So she locked it. So in my head, I'm like, oh my God, I've never been locked in a house. I kind of start freaking out. Like you start thinking Kathy Bates, Misery. You're like, oh shit. And so I go and I'm like, hey, I got to go to
work. I'd start thinking, like, I wonder if I can kick this off.
That's where I'd be at.
She's
like,
already, she's out sleeping. Yeah. Like, she's, and I'm trying to wake her up. And she's like, she won't get up at all. I'm like, I got to go to work. She's like,
And you're like, hey, you.
I didn't realize how you could do a cheerleading reference on everything. It's phenomenal.
I'm so glad we're killing it with that.
Yeah. That's so good. And so I start looking for the key. And I can't find a key anywhere. I did. I looked around her neck. It's not there.
Did you really?
Yeah. I was like, dude, where you're going to look for it anywhere. And I couldn't find it. So then I'm like, what the hell am I going to get out? And so I had to climb out the window, which is on the second floor. And I climb out and I got to jump down. But that wasn't even like the weird part was the next day I text her. I said, I want to like not be a jerk, just gone. And I was like, hey.
The next day.
Though. Yeah.
Next that day.
No, because this is like 3 a.m.
Oh, okay.
When I had to go. And so I text her like, hey, had to go to work. That's why I left. And she texts back, OMG, I can't believe you figured out how to get out of the house.
And you're like, luckily one of my cheerleader buddies caught me when I jumped up the roof.
I had a human net on me.
It's another one. It's amazing.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, I remember like just... And then I remember like climbing out the window, like the screen was all mangled.
So wait, oh my God, I can't believe.
OMG,
what? Like,
I can't believe you figured out how to get out of house.
Like other people haven't.
Yeah, like I can't. And so then
they're
I was like,
basement.
That's creepy shit.
That was the creepiest part. Creepy. Like, I can't believe you figured out how to get out.
Yeah.
I was like,
did you go back the next night?
No, never went back. And I tell that joke on stage, and then I also give out the address of where it was, just so people don't go back.
Yeah, good.
Exact address.
Yeah, don't let people go back.
So
let's hear about your pranks.
All right. So first prank that I love to do, this is the easiest one.
All right, before you start, when did you get into pranks? And like, did you do this with high school buddies, or when like over the decade you were in college? Like, what was the deal?
No, once I started comedy, I started getting into pranks. And then you'll kind of write a joke or like sometimes you'll do the prank first and then it'll happen. But a couple times where I'm like, dude, like that would be a good prank. And then you'll do it and then you'll see your buddies lose their shit. Like the first prank is I just like to send flowers to my buddy's house that's in a relationship, but like anonymous.
That's tight.
Yeah. And then not tell him for like 3 days and just hear the chaos.
Because what happens? He thinks like some other...
They don't know where it comes from. Like, they're just anonymous flowers at a house. And it's because it happened to me, but they happened to be from like the girl I was dating's like family.
Mm-hmm.
And I freaked out. I was like, who the fuck are these from? Like, who would send you flowers anonymous? So I send them to my buddies every once in a while.
I love that. But you know why it wouldn't work with me? Because
we have so many family members that, like, at the holidays or randomly send us something through Amazon, and like my mom will never, like, I don't think she knows on Amazon how to fill out like a little card. So right. We get shit and we're just like, who's this from? I'm like, I don't know. And there's been stuff that we've had, and then my mom will call, like, did you ever get the? I'm like, oh yeah, thank you. And my Kate will be like, aren't you curious to find out who sends these things? I'm like, nah, I don't care. We got them.
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
Oh, yeah. Trust me, I'm never going to get mad at Fresh Flowers in my house.
The best part is he'll be like making this backstory. No, Josh said it. It's a prank. Like, I swear. There's no way if you had anonymous flowers that didn't say a name to your lady at your house that you wouldn't be like, all right.
Oh, to my lady.
Yeah, they're going to his.
Oh, they're to your lady.
Not to you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. They're to your lady. To your house.
That's great.
Anonymous.
That's tight. I'm trying to think now who I can do that
flowers.
To.
Yeah.
Anonymous.
Who the fuck is
who's sending them? And then a couple days later, you let them know, and they're not happy. Mm-hmm. I've done it twice, and I thought it was the funniest thing ever.
I do, too.
Started some good fights.
I used to do this thing. This is just stupid, but there was this app called Sound Grenade, okay? And all it was this high fucking pitch. I mean,
oh God!
But some people could hear it and some couldn't. So I would take it, and we learned this. Derek and I, my stepson, he and I used to go sit in restaurants, and we would put that fucking thing on, and we would be pissing ourselves because it's right next to you, but you can't tell
where it's from,
the fuck it's coming, and you can see other people look. They're looking. Other people just dead ahead eating. They don't hear it.
Wow.
And Donnie
used to go nuts over it. And Derek and I, we'd just be pissed at ourselves. We'd be like, leave it on. Leave it on. And just people turn around looking all the time and get really irritated, upset about it. Like, what is that?
Oh,
what
that's is hilarious.
That? Sound grenade.
You remember when there was that prank phone call thing going along for a while where you could call somebody's anonymous and then they'd pick up the phone and it was like a voice recording and it'd be like, I know you hit my car. And like this guy would aggressively. Oh, we used to do that for a while.
Wait, and so there was like a number.
There was a number that would call you, and it was a number that would call you, and then you would say hello, and then it was all a pre-recorded message. But it was like time where the guy would say hello, and you'd be like, "Hello, who is this?" And he'd be like, "Doesn't matter who this is." And you're like, "All right." And then he'd be like, "I know you hit my car," and I remember the first time I got that from a buddy. I was like ready to fight the dude. I'm like. But then they record the whole thing
of you
talking to this dude, and then your buddy has that recording.
Yeah.
So it was like the best where you're just like yelling at this dude, and he'd be like, dude, I got this recording of you. Like, it was a good one. It was a pretty good one.
That's hilarious.
The other one we did, we like to write in the memo line of checks forever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my buddies and I have been doing that for 10 years. And one of my buddies wrote in the memo line of my check one time I took it to the bank, and he wrote for anal beads and mac and cheese. Mm-hmm. In the title, which is the title of my album because of that. And I gave it to the lady, and it was like for $11. And she took it to everybody at the bank to show them.
She did?
Oh, she took it to everybody. Everybody. And then I got it back. I was like, what does it say? It's like, for anal beads and mac and cheese. I'm like, oh, he got me good. And so then one time I had to write him a rent check. And I wrote in his rent check, shh, bank robbery, don't touch alarm.
Oh.
Yeah. So he could never cash the check.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you can never cash that.
Unless you wanted to go to jail.
I used to write shit like I would always write an ethnicity, hoping that my brother, like I'd send it to my brother, hoping they'd get that. And I used to write like Asian hookers and shit like
that.
Oh,
yeah. There's some good ones.
And then I sent that to him, and he called me. He's like, hey, man. I go, what's the matter? He's like, I just deposited that check. I go, what's the matter? He's like, she was Asian. He was just all, was all upset. Yeah. You know, he was all upset. Like, she was Asian. Like, don't do that shit.
That's so funny. So I was telling that anal beads and mac and cheese joke, like, all the times when I would do different shows. And then every time I'd get a check from them, they'd write something in the memo line.
Yeah,
so right. I have all these checks from these clubs, like, blowjob dude, like, just all kinds of stuff, which is funny.
That's tight. I love that you're able to take it and use it in your album and make it a part of it.
Yeah. And then my last, which I think
is
everybody
asked for royalties?
Best. No, thank God. There's not any royalties. My last favorite prank of all time is I did this to my buddies. It's easy. We were playing poker. They're all in relationships. Night's winding down. And what I did was, instead of like pushing my chips all in, I reached into my pocket and grabbed a handful of glitter and threw glitter all over all the dudes at the table. Yeah, dude. It was amazing.
And they all have to go home and say they weren't at a strip club.
Well, and that's the thing, dude. Like, first of all, one, it's hilarious to see all the dudes covered in glitter. And then second, they like, once you see, they realize, like, what am I going to tell my wife? It's just, it's good.
I'm telling you, honey. Josh.
Yeah, and that
he threw glitter.
Yeah, who's gonna believe he threw glitter?
Okay. Listen, he was doing a routine with some of his buddies.
You know, Josh, he's the cheerleader. He's always
shot
got
out
glitter.
Of a cannon. It was all over the goddamn place.
Yeah, glitter can. You know, he always wear those glitter cheerleading outfits to poker.
Oh, I'd be pulling out my fucking national championship ring and putting that in the pot. Like, all right, listen, I'm light for cash, but check this out, y'all. That's a national title right
That's
there.
Good. That's
I mean,
good.
And then look, if you want, they don't make you give that back
after the cheerleading. They can't. I got it locked away. And then for the glitter thing to end it, you just tag them with you at the strip club on Facebook.
Oh my god!
And then
and then send the flowers.
Yeah, send flowers
to him.
And then all your then the relationship's over, and then you got friends to hang out with when you're taken.
That's hilarious. Or single.
Yeah, man.
Well. This has been a lot of fun, man. Thank you for coming on and being so honest and
thank you guys.
Your soul.
Yeah, man.
This was fantastic.
I had a blast.
You're great.
It was great.
Cool. One more time with your social media, whatever you'd like to promote.
Cool. J Nelson Comedy on Instagram and Twitter. Red's Comedy Show or is at El Prez on Wednesday nights. And
great show.
Great show.
Give him a follow on social media.
Please do.
If you have a couple bucks to throw around on something that's probably not that good, get his album.
Yeah, Anal Beads and Mac and Cheese is the title.
Where'd you record it? Lestat's?
No, I did it at Red's.
Oh, did you? Nice.
Yeah, man. It was awesome.
Yeah, I bet.
So, and our show's been going for 7 years, which means it ain't no
and
shitty show.
Strong.
It's not. It's absolute. And every comedian that's been there will vouch for that.
Yeah. So, thank you guys.
Awesome, buddy. Thank you. Yeah, Thanks for coming on. Thank you, Feaster Nation. As always, jlarsoncomedy.com, jlarsoncomedy on all social media.
RyanSickler.com, RyanSickler on all social media. We'll talk to you all next Tuesday.